listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. The Optus CEO has released a new video message detailing the impact of the telco cyber attack. It's now been confirmed just over a million customers need to take action for a compromised identity document number, with around 7.7 million others in the clear. Kelly Bayer-Rosmarin says they've launched an external investigation to stop any other attacks from happening.
We are disappointed that even one customer's information could be accessed. And we are deeply, deeply sorry that this could occur.
Police are questioning a person of interest over the fatal shooting of an alleged bikie associate in Ngarra last week. The 25-year-old has been arrested as raids are still being carried out as part of the investigation, while Detective Inspector Quinton Flatman says they're keen to learn more about a black BMW X5.
This car was located abandoned in Glen Forest on the evening of 29th of September. We also believe that car is connected to the shooting itself.
Inquiries are underway into a fatal helicopter crash in the Wheatbelt. The Robinson 22 crashed yesterday after leaving an annual fly-in event in Quarter, claiming the lives of two men. Transport safety investigators have been sent to the scene. The federal opposition is calling for a guarantee there is no security risk, with a plan to bring home dozens of women and children from detention camps in Syria. They've been held since the fall of Islamic State in 2019. In sport, Jaden Hunt is joining West Coast as an unrestricted free agent. He's been signed on the first day of the AFL trade period after playing 114 games for Melbourne. Collingwood has secured Bobby Hill from the GWS Giants. The team's reaching an agreement earlier today after the 22-year-old expressed an interest in moving to Victoria to be closer to family. While the Giants have also lost Tim Taranto, he's put pen to paper on a 7-year contract with the Tigers.